It's Grandma's birthday party at the estate, and Mom's asked us to please just get along for one fucking afternoon. Bickering. If you two are gonna do this, fight somewhere else so we don't all have to hear it. Me following you through the halls, still throwing jabs from our argument at your back. You're barely listening. You find the room you're looking for, turn on me and pull me in. You don't even bother to shut the door. Everyone's outside, and it's not like the help hasn't seen us at each other's throats like this before. You press me face first into the wall of literature closest, and it's clear. You intend to fuck me until I can't string together sentences to argue anymore. One hand grips tight around both my wrists, resting at the small of my back. I try to resist, try to keep talking, try to stay angry, but I can't keep the adrenaline at bay anymore, and giggles bubble up through me. I let them out, and you flip up my skirt, short enough already to raise disapproving looks from the extended family, over my ass. Giggle collapsing, speared by a sharp gasp at the unexpected sting of your open palm, and the bruising pressure of your fingertips gripping the cheek that you just smacked. With your face pressed against my neck, breath raising goosebumps, you say, "Oh, so this is funny to you?" Fuck. The warm flush of wetness between my legs makes it difficult to remember that I'm not supposed to want this. What was the question again? I feel your free hand bump against my ass as you work your belt undone and unzip your pants. My thoughts slide back into focus for a moment. Yeah, I did my best to keep up our game, snarling. We both know your joke, right? The impact of your palm against my ass cheek once again stings deliciously, drawing a hiss from my lips. I expect you to take me now. I'm aching for the moment you'll pull my panties to the side and drive into me right there. But you have other plans. You spin me, and before I even recognize what's about to happen, your strong hands are squeezing my shoulders as they force me down onto my knees. You slap your cock against my cheek. Good one. Your voice is condescending, taunting, but for some godforsaken reason, it just pulls another whine of pleasure from me. Let's use that filthy little mouth for something better than just shit-talking, you little brat. A hand snakes into my hair at the crown, grips it, forces my head to tilt upwards, my eyes locking with yours. Both of us feel it, the heat and the thrill of mischief that simmers between us whenever we play house like this. Even from my low vantage point, I can see the giddy sparkle in your eyes. You're having as much fun as I am. It's clear on your face. You force me to open my mouth, and I don't hesitate to take you in. Pressure on the back of my head, your grip tightens in my hair, guiding me down as much as possible. You pull out, and then you force my face back down onto it. You work it into my throat. I gag, and my drool and spit coat your length. You're really fucking my face now, sinking in deep again and again into my hot, wet mouth. It does shut me up for a minute. I feel drunk on you. My eyes water, unfocus. I gamble on you not noticing my fingers playing in my slick pussy, clit fucking throbbing. I lose. But my grin returns as you shake your head in mock disapproval and help bring me to my feet again. Your hand wraps reasonably tight around my throat this time, and you say, "Such a slutty little sister, huh?" I squirm, sure in my knowledge that you won't actually hurt me, but my body still steeped in the heightened state of sensitivity induced by instinctual panic. A slutty little sister with nothing better to do than be her big bro's fuck toy, right? Part of me desperately wishes you'd call me your good girl, but that's not the game we're playing today. Your hands go to my hips now, one angling me forward and the other sliding under my ass, supporting me as I wrap my long legs around your toned torso and pull you closer still, to where I've been aching to have you ever since I started our petty little argument. This is the home run. I whisper, "Please, big brother, you can't. You can't. Please. Please. This is the payoff." "No. No. No." I whine. but we both know I mean yes. You can hear it in the quiver of my voice. This is the part where breath, quick and shallow, escapes us in pants and gasps. And this is the part where you line your cock up with my cunt, slam me down, and impale me on it. This is the part where sounds of pleasure crescendo, the score of our two-person orchestra. Filling me hard and deep, my back against the sturdy shelf of wooden books, you take me unrelentingly. Choreography a breeze together, you never miss your mark. From me, airy sobs and crocodile tears. No, no. And then I break character again, giggling at the ridiculousness of this all. I can't help it. You groan, the sound coming from between clenched teeth. No. Why not, sis? You slap my ass, and reflexively, my cunt squeezes around you. Another groan. Fuck. And your strokes get harder, faster. I can feel your cock in my belly every time you slam into me again. What's a needy little brat like you gotta complain about anyway? You push your brother's buttons, you piss him off on purpose, you know exactly what you're fucking asking for. If I could let anything out other than the high-pitched squeals forced from me every time your hardness hits that sweet, painful spot inside of me, I would come up with something witty and sexy, and you would probably laugh, and that would feel so fucking good. But all I can do is press my face further into your neck and cry out in pleasure as you punish my messy little cunt. I'm clenching, needy and desperate for your load. Sensing the end, you can't hold back anymore. Teeth gritted and groaning loudly against my skin. Your cum spills and floods into my pussy. Your grip on my neck loosens as you pump me full up with exactly what I needed to get off. Desperately, I suck in fresh air. You break character, your hand sliding up to my face and bringing it to yours. You kiss me sweetly. Your hand continues up. This time your fingers are soothing and gentle in my hair. I squeeze and pulse and milk your cock until you're completely spent. I'm still twitching and bucking as you keep your grip on my ass and set us in one of the library's comfy leather chairs. I can't help but keep grinding on you, the waves of pleasure refusing to stop. I work my hips against you until you're too sensitive to stay inside me. I'm sure it won't be for long, but I'm satisfied for now. Wordlessly, I tilt my head up into the kiss awaiting me on your lips. Then I rest my head on your chest, content, as you kiss my temple and whisper soft affirmations into my ear, like how I'm such a good girl, and that I did so well, and that I'm the best little sister a guy could ask for. The end.